Hey, this is Michael, and I just if Chair Fields is on, let you know we're here standing by when you want to get going.
Okay, Commissioner, we're here with Barbara Thompson and Aaron in the office in Juneau. I've heard that Margaret's on, but I haven't heard her voice yet.
Oh, I'm here.
Let me look for her.
Wait, she's right here.
Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
No, I've got her right here. I didn't let her get too far. So, you know, we should probably wait 2 or 3 more minutes to see who all signs on, but.
And Rebecca's supposed to be calling in from her office.
Yeah, she said she was going to. I just want to make sure we had Margaret because I think she's, well, no offense, Commissioner, but she's probably one of the most important people here today.
Yep, you are. I would not have pushed unmute if she was not in the room.
Okay.
And James Fields right here. Just if the board members are on, just state that you're on. Once we get enough for a quorum, we'll go ahead and go for it.
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hey, we got 3. We need one more, and we'll be good to go.
This is Barbara. I don't know if you have me.
Yes, I do. This is Lori.
Okay, we've got 4. Yep, I'm in Hawaii, so it's 1 o'clock my time, 3 o'clock your time, so it's 3. So let's go ahead for the week, yes. So let's go ahead and call the meeting to order at 3:01. And if we can stand for a roll call, please.
Roll call. Member Hamilton? Member Hemshoot?
Here.
Member Kowalski?
Here.
Member Scott?
Here.
Member Thompson?
Here.
Member Van Dees?
Here.
Sergeant Van Meter? Member Loring? Member Michael? And Chair Fields?
I'm here.
Keith Hamilton's also here.
Okay, perfect.
Got it. Thank you.
So we have a quorum?
Yes, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Wherever you're at, if you could go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Go ahead and say the pledge. I pledge allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic,
to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation, under God. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's one of the awkward things that we go through, which is important to go through, but it's a little weird because it's everybody saying at different times. So thank you. Adoption of the agenda for April 25th, 2018. Do I have a motion?
You do, by Van Deest. I move to adopt the agenda for April 25, 2018.
Hemshoot, second.
Okay, Hemshoot, second. Any discussion? Okay, hearing no discussion, roll call, please.
Member Hamilton? Member Hamilton?
Yes.
Thank you. Member Hemshoot?
Yes.
Member Kowalski?
Yes.
Member Scott?
Yes.
Member Thompson?
Yes.
Member Van Deest?
Yes.
Van Meter? Member Michael? And Chair Fields?
Yes. Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? Hearing no changes?
Your motion has passed.
Okay, thank you. The next step is the disclosure of potential conflicts of interest on this agenda. Any potential conflicts of interest by any board members? Hearing no conflicts in the public comment, I don't, unless they have a list there in, at the department, I don't have anything that's been texted me, any public comment that you know of.
No, I do not have anyone here or signed in. I'm not sure if anyone is online.
but I haven't received any messages that there are, so I will just double check with Danae to make sure. Danae?
Okay. Doesn't sound like there are any.
Nope, she just messaged back there is not any, Ron.
Okay, great. Thank you. Then we'll move right into our work session. Commissioner's report is the first item. Commissioner?
All right, thank you, and thank you, Board. As you know, these monthly interim meetings in between your quarterly meetings is just an effort to make sure you have the same information that we share with everyone else and that we have that opportunity to interact with you. So we very much appreciate you making the time. We've slipped in a little additional component to this meeting, but I don't think it'll take very long, and I'll explain more about that when we get to item number two. Just in terms of a quick update, our updates that we've been sharing with educational leaders around the state this past month has really just been an update on the legislative session. So we just kind of have had a hodgepodge of updates and not one particular topic. And that's primarily because most of staff time the last several weeks has been spent responding to legislative requests. And up on the Hill, as you know, in these last few weeks, especially as we got close to the 90th day and past the 90th day, a lot of education bills and topics have been taking up time in the legislature. So we've been trying to support that effort and support the conversations happening up there. And so staff have been back and forth a lot on taking care of that. Right now, a number of staff are in Anchorage participating and leading the Spring Leadership Conference, which is focused on ESSA, which we're going to be talking about in a minute. The past 3 days have been a federal programs workshop where department staff help districts with the federal programs application process. That's working with folks from around the state. So we appreciated the people attending there. We appreciate the Alaska Staff Development Network for helping us host the meeting tomorrow around ESSA with the Spring Leadership Conference. I had an opportunity yesterday. I want the board to know to continue working on the Alaska Education Challenge implementation. So we had education leaders come to the department, and we worked with them on some goals and statements that I think it was a very productive day. And again, and just really appreciative of the attitude and the collaboration that these leaders continue to demonstrate around the Alaska Education Challenge. And I think the board is really being well served and is really fortunate to have the partners that these leaders have demonstrated, the partnerships. And yesterday was another great example. So I look forward to continuing that work with them and sharing that work with the board as it develops. Next week, I'll be traveling most of the week, having regional superintendent meetings. This is the second set of those. The discussions will be around ESSA and other topics, but primarily ESSA and the implementation of that. So that's just a brief update on those things. And I'll just stop there and see if there's any questions about any of those topics before we get into item number two. All right. Well, I'll jump right into number two, if that's all right with you, Chair Fields.
That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. So I don't know if I'm supposed to read this, but I will. The board is being asked to open a period of public comment on regulations related to school and district accountability, improvement and reporting, educator and paraprofessional qualifications, English learner identification, and other conforming regulations to implement the state plan under the Every Student Succeeds Act. So as you know, I think over the past year, actually, staff at the department have been talking to the board about the process of developing the plan and that regulations would be a part of that process eventually. And so We have submitted our plan. We have been working a lot with the Federal Department of Education. As we understand it, we have a plan that has addressed any concerns that they've expressed and the back and forth. The plan now resides in the Secretary of Education's office, and we're just waiting for that final approval. It has not come yet. Even though that has not been officially approved yet, we want to get started with the regulation process. And so what we're asking the board to do today is just help us to get everybody's attention. And we think, the best way to do that is to put out regulation for public comment. These are draft regulations. What we want is to get everybody's attention so they engage in the process. So at the end of the day, folks feel like they got to provide their input and that their input was considered by staff and the board, and that we end up with really good regulations associated with our ESSA plan. Normally, we ask the board to open a period of public comment that is 30 days, and then the board, then we present that feedback and the board adopts. This will be a longer process. So in other words, we're asking you to open a period of public comment, but we expect that it there'll be additional period of public comment. So what we want is today we're just basically putting a draft on the table. We're not really deliberating that draft. Margaret, in a moment, Margaret McKinnon will walk through just some highlights for the board. But we're simply asking you to approve this so that we can send it out in a more formal way to get people's attention. We will collect that feedback even as we continue to work on it in the department. And then at the June meeting, we will come back to the board with a more detailed walkthrough and discussion about the regulations, and then probably have another period of public comment, assuming that people are going to engage and we get a lot of interaction, continue to tweak. I want to point out this has been an enormous amount of work. As you can tell, there's 80-something pages, so there's a lot to go through. Margaret McKinnon, lots of other staff at the department, and Rebecca Hatton, Department of Law. Margaret can point out who all's been helping with this process. And they're continuing to work on it. I mean, we've continued to have discussions up until a couple days ago about these regulations. So we're asking for your help today by allowing us to formally put these out for public comment, and then probably do that again as we work through that comment and the board has a legitimate opportunity to read through these regulations, receive feedback from folks as we solicit that both with the formal regulation public comment process, but also by making calls and really inviting people into this process. So with that, we really aren't asking for deliberation today. We're asking for an opportunity to get people's attention. I'm going to let Margaret walk through the highlights, and then we'll take any questions that you have. Margaret?
Thank you, Commissioner. For the record, my name is Margaret McKinnon, Federal Program Coordinator for the Department. And as Commissioner Johnson said, we are responding to the board's request to make sure that we are able to start the public comment process now before the school year is over. And we are in the situation that we have worked closely with the U.S. Department of Education over the last month and a half. They have provided us some feedback and asked for clarification and some changes after our February 28th submission. And we are now waiting for that final approval so that we can post the final approved version of the plan. So what you have in your packet are regulations, and sometimes regulations are written in a way that makes it a little bit hard to follow. How does this line up with what's in the plan? But as soon as the approval comes through, we'll be able to communicate and highlight the actual accountability system that you see in the ESSA plan, and then provide a little bit more clarity about how that links to these regulations. But looking at your board packet on page 4, which is the cover memo for the draft regulation. I want to explain that I've grouped the regulations into sections, even though the numerical order is not what you will see in the packet. In the packet, the regulations will show up in numerical order. But if you're looking for certain topics that are grouped together, they're laid out here in this cover memo. So under Educator Data and Qualifications, you'll see Section 4AAC 04.220, which talks about the paraprofessional standards and qualifications. And as a note, under ESSA, well, under SCLB, they were very explicitly spelled out in the law. Under ESSA, there's an assurance that we had to sign that the state would maintain that level of qualifications under ESSA. So we're just clarifying those qualifications. There is a slight correction to the cover memo for Agenda Item 2A. Item number 04.214 has a question mark after it because at the point I wrote this, we weren't sure, but that should be 04.900, which specifies the definition that we're required to report for educator equity. Section 12.300G modifies fees for certification endorsements. And 19.055 is the section that allows the department to collect data required for reporting teacher evaluation information at the school level. So all of those are substantive changes. I will also say that some of the regulations will appear in an amended form where you'll see new language bold and underlined and removed language in brackets. When the regulations had so many changes that it would just become too difficult to follow, they are repealed and the new section is readopted. So if you want to see what's changed, you would have to look at the former version of the regulations. The next section is on assessment, and those changes in those three sections are primarily clarification, terminology changes, or removing old language. There's several sections related to English learners, and again, it's updating the language from limited English proficient students to English learners, and also updating the criteria for a student to exit English learner status. The most substantive set of regulations is on the accountability system and school improvement. So sections 06.812 through 840 really outline all the requirements for the accountability system, which includes specifying the indicators and how they're calculated, the weighting of the indicators to get an overall score, the long-term goals and measures of interim progress for academic achievement, graduation rate, and English learner progress. That's in the section that used to be titled Annual Measurable Objectives. And then the section on school designations. And we, at this point, we will not have star ratings. We'll start with three types of school designations. And, you know, in the future, the system may change and may have additional designations. There's a section on school support and improvement, which is 06.845 through 06.872. And that outlines the requirements for the school and district improvement plan, specifies the support requirements for schools designated for comprehensive support and improvement and for targeted support and improvement, and outlines the authority of the department to increase state support and oversight and require intervention. So that's that was in section 872, so that's been revised to reflect that. There is one section, so the next section is just grouping of some miscellaneous sections, and I did miss one notification there, so it should include section 06.875, which is an opportunity to review data, and then the rest of the sections outline requirements for notice, jury service exemption, school recognition, informal review of complaints, reporting requirements, and definitions. Then there's a set of sections that are repealed because they're outdated, or in the case of the Growth and Proficiency Index, it used to be in a whole separate section, And now that information is, it's different, it's calculated differently, but it's put into the section on the accountability system for the school growth indicator. And then finally, there's a few sections that have been changed just to conform to new language, but don't have any significant changes. So again, the regulations are presented in numerical order, but hopefully that those groupings will help you to identify regulations that you want to review in more detail. So, and just I think to wrap up my part of the presentation, as Commissioner Johnson said, as you start to read these regulations and when we have the final approved ESSA plan available, please feel free to reach out to me by email for clarifications or questions. And during the public comment period.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. And so now we'll take any questions Chair Fields or board members might have.
Yeah, go ahead. If there's board members, just jump in and if you have questions or comments.
This is Member Van Deest.
Go ahead.
Could you just walk through the timeline again for me? Like, these are going to go out for public comment and then kind of what you generally think. It doesn't have to be written in stone, but what are you looking at for the timeline?
So, you know, if the board approves putting these out for public comment today, then that's a formal process where they'll go out. You know, there's a period of time, 30 days, that formal process takes. If the board didn't approve them going out for formal public comment, we still would do everything we can to bring people into, you know, this drafting process. But that 30-day clock starts ticking. Then we come back to the board and we say, here's the feedback we got. And we can either say, please adopt these regulations, or please open another 30-day period of public comment. So my anticipation is that we will have a second round of public comment. That happens in the summer, but the board, the board really wanted us to get these out formally before the end of the school year, which I think is a wise decision. But I don't know that 30 days will be enough because this, first of all, it's big in two ways. It's big because it's 80-something pages, but it's also big in that it drives so much behavior and activity in school districts, especially for those schools that are in need of improvement. So I hesitate to put a hard and fast deadline on there, but that I would anticipate this initial 30-day period of public comment. I would anticipate hopefully getting enough comment that it warrants another 30 days after we have a discussion with the board the next time, and then the board either adopting them in July or at the very beginning of August. Margaret, do you want to add any to that?
Yes, thank you, Commissioner. We did actually talk about the timeline in the Committee of Practitioners meeting that I just left a little while ago, and one of the things that we are bound by, if we accept Title I money, is we're bound by what ESSA requires and also what we've submitted in our state plan that's approved. And so it'll be important, we will need to be making those school designations this fall. So this starting now should give us enough time to have the regulations in place. Some of the regulations are really based on actual requirements under ESSA, which we won't be able to change. Other regulations, if they are going to be changed, might require a change in our state plan. But in any case, the public comment is going to be very important to that process. But that's what the timeline is. Even if we extend it for another period of public comment, we should still be able to get the regulations approved before the school designations are finalized in early September.
This is Member Thompson. I'm just going to go ahead. With regard to the timeline, is there any benefit to us putting the regs out for more than 30 days to begin with?
This is Margaret McKinnon. Member Thompson, I think because you have another meeting scheduled for May 31st and June 1st, that it probably makes sense to start with a 30-day public comment period, and then we can update the board where we are. And then the board can make that decision at that time.
And this is Rebecca Hatton. I apologize for jumping in, Margaret. I think it's important to put them out for public comment now because we would have to, in the notice, reference, a potential future meeting. And a meeting 30, if we were to do an additional 30-day comment period, as I understand, it would be a special meeting that is yet to be scheduled. And, for that reason, I think it's important to put out a 30-day notice for the upcoming meeting at the beginning of June. And, I guess that's the end of my comments. Thank you.
This is Chair Fields. I'll just jump in since we're talking about timeline. I think it's critical that we get this out. The other thing that I think is critical, and correct me if I'm wrong, Commissioner, we're putting together a system that basically holds the state of Alaska accountable, yet we have 53 districts that basically have to basically achieve certain goals. And so the importance of getting all the superintendents on board, the importance of making sure that the leadership understands that, look, this is a state plan, but every district has to buy into it, is critical. And so the quicker we can get that established, and also AASB, the fall conference meeting, because the local districts all have to understand, look, this is our plan. So I think it's critical, and it's critical to get those leaders on board. Is that accurate, Commissioner?
Yeah, and I would say, we've included a lot of people in the process up to this point. By formalizing the regulation process, it gets people's attention. A lot of the process before is developing the plan. In some ways, it's all theoretical. It's on paper. But when it becomes regulation, then people in some ways engage in a different way or on a different level. This process will include designating schools according to the federal law. So we have to do that. We have to have a process to do that. That has to be in our regulations. And so doing it in a way that invites as much participation as possible, while at the same time informing people with that process. In other words, this gets people's attention. And even if they don't have public comment, they are paying attention maybe in a way that they weren't before. And so the sooner we start that, better, because people will start leaving for the summer, and then August is going to be here, and this is all going to start hitting very fast next August and September.
This
is Sandy. I have a question about Tasha. This is Margaret.
Okay.
So, Margaret, you had mentioned earlier, and I didn't catch it, that if we had questions, how should we reach out to you once the public comment opens? And if I, as a board member, have a question, how do you want me to communicate with you?
You can submit a question by email, and I will just ask Rebecca Hatton to clarify if there's any restrictions on that. But I believe
there
I'm going to answer individual
questions. Board members should feel free to reach out to department staff about any substantive questions they have about the regulations. And if there are legal concerns anyone has, they can contact me as well.
All right. Thank you.
And I would just caution board members to, it's one thing if a board member has a question that they want answered. Another, when we start getting board members reaching out and getting series of questions from, different education people, I think it's important for them to still put their public comments in and then let the department deal with those on a case-by-case basis. So just, you know, obviously balance that. You don't want to be a mouthpiece for a bunch of different people, obviously, especially Sandra and some of you that are in the education industry, for sure, if you've got questions mm-hmm. and concerns, that makes some sense.
Yeah, I've got a question about one of the definitions, and I'm not representing anyone on it. I just want some clarification.
Yeah, and Chair Fields, I'll jump in. I appreciate the wisdom of that, and I think she's expressing wisdom with her question. So I would caution board members about interpreting the regulations. I think if somebody approaches you and wants an interpretation, that's a good opportunity for all of us to contact Margaret and, you know, Rebecca Hatton through Margaret or directly to get those kind of interpretations, because regulation is that's right below statute. So we want to make sure that mm-hmm. we're all interpreting the same way. So I really appreciate the wisdom of that question.
This is Member Van Deest, and I have another question maybe for Commissioner Johnson. I'm a little bit worried because this is going out. It's summertime. People are taking vacations. So maybe it's not my worry, but I'm wondering about how the department goes about getting public comment and, like, getting excellent feedback from stakeholders that are pretty critical.
Yeah, so I appreciate that concern. I think it's a legitimate concern. I'll say initially, you know, the timing of this wasn't, I guess it's safe to say it wasn't in our control. We're bound by the timing that the federal U.S. Department of Education has kind of implemented. The fact is we haven't even got an approved plan yet, so we're even maybe a little bit ahead of the game a little bit because they haven't approved the plan. We expect they will. But we can't wait till next school year to do it. I will say, though, we have lots of ways to engage people even over the summer that maybe we didn't 5 or 10 years ago. We will use social media. We, through the Alaska Education Challenge, have really developed a network of communication. When we were developing the ESSA plan, for example, both the Superintendent Association, all three, the School Boards Association, and the Alaska NEA did a fabulous job of getting word out for us. The NEA alone provided over 200 comments, I think, during the summer, last summer, on our ESSA development plan. And so we'll be leaning on all those networks to make sure we get that public comment. But we really don't have a choice but to be doing this now. The board saw the wisdom of us kind of hurrying up and getting at least something out before the end of school while people are still in school. But we'll exercise those mechanisms. Aaron Harden, I believe, is in Juneau and can provide just a brief summary of how that public comment, how we go about that. Aaron, are you on?
Yes, I am, Commissioner. I just thought it would be helpful as the public information officer to just briefly share with new board members the official process for public comment. And so to answer Member Van Deest, when the board makes the motion to put regulations out for public comment, a number of steps happen here and internally in the department. So Melissa and I work together. The first thing that happens is we issue a public news release that goes out to let people know of the board's actions. We follow that up with an advertisement in a major local newspaper. That advertisement for us goes out in the Anchorage Daily News. We also put a notice on the State of Alaska's online public notice system. We also put the proposed regulations on our State Department of Education webpage, and both the advertisement, the online public notice, and the website provide the instructions for how to provide public comment. It's critical that folks provide that comment in writing. So if we get anyone that calls into the department, we direct them to those resources to submit their comments in writing. As your board secretary, Melissa McCormick's email also serves as a route for the public to provide their public comment directly to her via email if that's more convenient for them, and that is notified in those notices as well. Additionally, I follow up with blurbs and announcements in our weekly info exchange newsletter, a number of listservs, and as the commissioner mentioned, we would make special outreach to a number of user groups that we have to ensure that we spread this message as wide as possible. So I hope that helps for the board, just to give you an understanding, particularly new members, of all the formal steps that must be taken by regulation when you make a motion to put regulations out for public comment. Those same steps are taken when you approve regulations.
Thank you, Erin.
Any other board member comments, concerns, questions?
This is Member Thompson. I have one question.
Member Thompson first. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One quick question for Margaret. Margaret, we're not going to have the star rating system anymore, and you said there would be three initial school designations. Can you give me the reg site to where I can find those three definitions?
Yes, Member Thompson. It's in 4AAC06.840. Explains all the designations. And I know we have talked about maybe star ratings or levels or something, but because of the fact that our data, we really only had 1 year of assessment data, and we wanted to make sure that we get a chance to look at the data and process the first round of school designations using the two federal categories that are required: comprehensive support and improvement, and targeted support and improvement. And then all the other schools will get a designation of universal support and improvement. And then over time, depending on what makes sense to the department and stakeholders, there may be designations that are more like star ratings or some other labels in the future. But for the first round, this is what we are proposing.
Well, I appreciate that. That makes sense, because when I was reading through like the comprehensive and universal and all this other stuff, and I didn't realize that those were the things that I guess would be reported publicly.
Yes.
Okay. Because it would be nice if, well, you know, I think it would be nice if we had something that were a little more meaningful or something a little more understandable. That sounds kind of lofty to me.
Thanks, Member Thompson. We would encourage people to make those kind of comments. I will just mention one thing, follow up what Commissioner said about the timeline. We really are in a better position right now to know, hopefully this plan will be approved very soon, so that we can, in communications with stakeholders when we're promoting the public comment period, we can say, here's what the approved plan says, and we've done a lot of work with stakeholders to get to this point, and here's how the regulations tie in with that. As opposed to those years when we were down to the wire ready to approve regulations, waiting to hear from the U.S. Department if they were going to approve, so that there would be full alignment. So I think we're in a little bit better position now.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay, was there another board member I heard want to make a comment or question?
Yes, this is Member Scott.
Okay, go ahead.
If the stakeholder has a question, you know, that is pertinent to the proposed change in regulation, how soon before the public comment period ends should we encourage such a question to be asked in order to facilitate, you know, a timely response from DEED?
This is Margaret McKinnon. Rebecca, could you speak to the process of questions that might be received during public comment?
Yeah, typically, hi, for the record, this is Assistant Attorney General Rebecca Hatton. So there's sort of a prohibition on during board, not a strict prohibition, but the public comment, the verbal public comments that are offered during meetings are usually limited to a certain period of time, and you know, sort of back and forth with the board is sort of discouraged in order to create sort of a level playing field for all commenters. However, I do understand that you know, district leadership and school leadership people folks have a pretty sort of, this is a relatively small state, and I know Margaret and many other staff members at the department sort of are in regular contact with school districts, and so I think there's sort of an open path of communication there, and I just would encourage individual stakeholders who want to have questions answered to submit written comment to the department as soon as possible so their input can be fully considered.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just, as Chair Fields, for the record, but I would just say that the board and the department recently, especially depending on how much public comment we get, they'll try to take the public comment and see if it fits inside a regulation. If it doesn't, usually they'll have a response if there's a board member that says, well, you know, this was submitted, why wasn't it considered, or whatever. They're pretty good about making sure they have a response towards things that, you know, couldn't be put in the regulation or didn't really fit. So for new board members, I think we're in a good spot, and at the department, making sure they go over all public comment and questions that are proposed. Okay, any other questions, concerns? Okay, thank you, Margaret, and others that answered questions and are there. So we're now into the business meeting portion. Commissioner, you may have somebody that wants to speak. That's right.
Yeah. So Tim Parker walked in a minute ago. Apparently, he was trying to provide public comment at the beginning, and not sure what happened that they didn't know he was online. But if it's okay, I thought he could make a brief comment now. And if he goes long, he's sitting here, and I can hit mute.
Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Chair Field. Sorry for that. I did call in right at 3:00, and I was listening to the meeting, and you called for public comment, and I started talking, and nobody could hear me. And I don't think anyone was passing you a note, so sorry about that. I just wanted to say thank you to the department and to you, the board, for the continued engagement with the education community. We spent the day yesterday working with the commissioner and Jerry Covey and members of the superintendents, principals, AASB, CLRC, UAA, working on Alaska Education Challenge issues. And it's really good work. It's important work. It's work that will help move this initiative forward. And it goes in addition to probably the more exciting work, which I told you about last time I testified, that we're trying really hard as an organization, NEA Alaska, is to get the Education Challenge recommitments in front of every one of our educators in the state. And so that's, you know, that's 8,000 teachers and approximately 7,000 ESP members, and we're making headway. I was at a conference this last weekend with our members here in Anchorage. We had approximately 150 people in the room, and I asked how many of them had seen this document before. And virtually everyone raised their hand. And I had to say how many haven't, and only like four raised their hand. So I think we're getting to a spot where people have seen the three commitments and they've been able to provide some initial thoughts and talking to their education colleagues. That's really important, I think, for the buy-in that we're hoping for this particular initiative. And the feedback from the field is very good. If people get to see the commitments and get more comfortable with them, They like them. They do really do feel it invites their participation, and it feels like they're being listened to, which I think is a big part of this puzzle. I also want to say thank you for the Thursday and Friday event that's coming up. Lots of Your deed folks are going to be in the room doing pieces of the conference, and we are going to have, we're hoping to have upwards of 50 educators from around the state, that classroom teachers and ESPs in the room participating and being part of that. I would say the other thing I would say, I've been out in the field a lot recently, and I was in Tri-Valley and Healy, and I got a chance to spend the day with Karen Martin, doing some work with Northwest Rise, which is a group that her district partners with, and I think it provides some good things that we should continue to think about for rural Alaska. Really good ways of getting to that highest level of education, that responsible and reflective learner category is being hit out there. And I would raise one small issue, just as we look forward to ESSA, people are talking about from the education field the new designation of out of field and what that means. So don't be surprised if you don't, if you hear from people asking questions about what does out of field mean. It's a slightly different definition. I think it's something that people will need a little bit of time just to adjust to and figure out how that works. But it's, I think for the most part, we're very happy with the transition that's going on with ESSA and the good work. The department's definitely including educators in all the conversations, and so that part is very much appreciated. So thank you very much, Chair Fields.
Thank you, Tim, and thanks for all that you're doing and the involvement you're continuing to have with the department and with the educators in the state. So thank you. Okay, on to the business meeting portion. We have item number 3, regulations to go out for public comment. Commissioner?
The board is being asked to open a period of public comment on regulations related to school and district accountability, improvement and reporting, educator and paraprofessional qualifications, English learner identification, and other conforming regulations to implement the state plan under the Every Student Succeeds Act.
Okay, thank you. Who wants to take on that suggested motion?
I'd like to give it a whack. I move the State Board of Education Early Development open a period of public comment on 4AAC 04.220 professional standards, 4AAC 04.900 definitions, 4AAC 06.055 immunizations required, 4AAC 06.260 additional requirements, 4AAC 06.737 standards-based tests, 4AAC 06.775 statewide assessment program for students with disabilities, 4AAC 06.776 assessment of a student with limited English proficiency, 4AAC 06.800 purpose, 4AAC 06.802 requirements adopted by reference, 4AAC 06.812 Alaska School Performance Index, 4AAC 06.815 annual measurable objectives, 4AAC 06.820 participation, 4AAC 06.821 academic achievement indicator, 4AAC 06.822 student growth indicator, 4AAC 06.823 English learner progress indicator, 4AAC 06.825 graduation attendance rates, 4AAC 06.826 school quality and student success indicators, 4AAC 06.830 subgroups, 4AAC 06.835 star ratings, 4AAC 06.840 identification of priority and focus schools, 4AAC 06.845 school improvement plan, 4AAC 06.850 district improvement plan, 4AAC 06.852 technical assistance, 4AAC 06.864 priority schools, 4AAC 06.868 focus schools, 4AAC 06.872 state system of support interventions, 4AAC 06.875 opportunity to review data, 4AAC 06.880 notice, 4AAC 06.883 jury service exemption, 4AAC 06.885 school recognition, 4AAC 06.888 informal review of complaints, 4AAC 06.895 report card to the public, 4AAC 06.899 definitions, 4AAC 12.300 certification of teachers, 4AAC 19.055 reporting of evaluation results, 4AAC 33.505 public school growth and proficiency index, 4AAC 33.540 qualification, 4AAC 34.055 plan of service, And 4AAC34.090 definitions.
I second.
Member Hamilton better get a second.
I second it.
Who's second?
Member Van Deest.
Did you want me to repeat it?
Thank you.
Yes, Keith, please repeat your motion. So I'm waiting for Melissa to read it back to us.
No, I don't have to do that, but I think Keith deserves some extra M&Ms for the next meeting.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we have a motion. Any discussion? I would just like to thank the department for getting this out before the school year ends, even though we're a little ahead of it, but I think it's been vetted pretty well and we're in a good spot. So just thank you for getting this out and trying to get us out for school that gives as much comments as possible. So thank you for that. If there's no other discussion, roll call, please.
Okay. Member Hamilton.
Yes.
Member Hemschut. Member Hemschut? Member Kowalski?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes. Member Kowalski, yes.
Member Scott?
Yes.
Member Thompson?
Yes.
Member Van Deest?
Yes.
And Chair Field?
Yes. Does anyone wish to change his or her vote? Hearing no changes?
Your motion has passed.
Okay, thank you. And the last item is board comment. So, if you want to make a board comment, we'll just kind of in between, we'll just pause. And if I don't hear anything for an awkward amount of time, I'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting.
This is Member Van Deest. And I would just like to say thank you to the Department of Education and Commissioner Johnson for their work on this, and Margaret McKinnon and Rebecca Hatton. Great job, ladies. And I was pretty nervous about having this move forward into the summer, knowing people take vacations, especially Alaskans flying outside. And so you've alleviated my fears, and I feel much better knowing that you have all of these various groups intact and in place, and you already have fingers out to glean from the stakeholders, because those are the ones that will need to be implementing the plan, being on the ground and doing the work in the school. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm hearing no other board comments, so thank you again for everybody being online, and I will, without objection, we will adjourn at 3:52. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.